Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to cut interest rates today by another quarter point. They're trying to keep the economy out of recession. In this soft economy, Ames Department Stores is the latest discount retailer to be hurt. Heather Claiborne of member station WNPR reports.
In May, Ames reported a first-quarter loss of nearly $28 million. Then last week, Ames announced it will close 47 stores and cut 2,000 jobs. Now the company has joined a growing list of competitors in seeking federal bankruptcy protection, including Bradley's, Caldor, and Montgomery Ward. The company says business is suffering because its largely blue-collar customer base has been particularly hard hit by the slowing economy. Ames recorded losses in 8 of the last 9 quarters. Spokesperson Mary McCabe says the chain is not giving up.
Everything will remain the same after the 47 store closings, which will go through liquidation immediately and will be closed by the end of October. We will have 403 ongoing stores, which will remain open for business and will continue to serve our customers, pay our associates and suppliers, and make the needed investments in our business.
This is Ames' second bankruptcy filing in 11 years. The retailer also filed in 1990, 2 years after going into deep debt to acquire Zayer stores. Ames emerged from that episode to grow again and purchased Massachusetts-based Hill stores in 1998. That deal made Ames the fourth largest discount retailer behind Walmart, Kmart, and Target. Ames' Mary McCabe says GE Capital and Kimco LLC have agreed to help fund its reorganization.
By reorganizing, we were also able to get additional financing of $755 million in order to obviously help supplement our cash flow to ensure our operations are going to continue.
Ames is also hoping for a boost when consumers spend their federal tax rebate checks. For NPR News, I'm Heather Claiborne in Hartford.